This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening, Australia. Hey, and my love, good evening.
Happy Australia Day, Brett.
Happy Aussie Day.
Or as our friends from South Africa would say, Yago Australia.
Yago Australia. It's an Australian edition of Chatterbox tonight, isn't it, my love?
It is indeed.
And I think the whole land has celebrated birth of a nation.
Chops on the barbie. It's what I like to call people that wear flags as capes, so you know exactly who to avoid for the day.
Yes. And can I say that because of the Australian Open's on and so much is going on in the city, there were a few people with capes today.
Yes, so much to feel proud of and yet so much to feel ashamed of at the same time.
I know. Hey, tell you what, it's reignited the Republican debate.
Yes, it has, except in WA where they don't want it. Same as daylight saving.
I'd like to say a big, big cheery hi to all our West Australian
We're
listeners.
Massive over West, so all the best with your 3-hour delay and your...
All of that. Now, my love,
yes.
What's Chatterbox about?
Chatterbox is a talk show where we bring in a member of the community and they tell their story through song and chat and lots of giggles. And I'm super excited tonight.
Yes, we've got a bit of joy. Shall I say joyalty?
Well, it's award-winning broadcaster.
Yes.
And certainly one of the hardest working members of the Joy Royal family, the
Absolutely.
Joyal family.
Yes.
We've got the gorgeous Dean Beck coming in tonight.
Who's
got not one, not two, but three fabulous shows on this great station of ours.
She's always at the broadcasting buffet, so to speak. But my love,
yes.
As it is Australia Day,
yes.
I thought, now I was going to play ONJ and said no, enough.
Yep.
And then I thought...
It's obvious for a middle-aged gay man.
Absolutely. And then I actually thought in excess, but... Anna Murphy's not in the studio.
Oh, no, she's not.
So instead, here's a nice little boy that has been on Joy a few times. It is the fabulous Sam Sparrow with...
Happiness. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
You know I haven't seen her. I feel like I've been dying for a smile. Can't see a thing inside. Sit tight, it'll be alright.
Hi, this is Sam Sparrow, and you're listening to Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew on Joy 94.9.
My love.
Yes.
Now, we've got a very special guest tonight
we
on
do.
Chatterbox.
As I said just before, that was the lovely Sam Sparrow played us in. We have got one of the hardest working members of
the... please don't say the hardest member.
I love a hard member. No, I do.
She'll have an opinion on that.
You can see where my mind went straight away.
I love a hard member.
Now, can I say, we used to be neighbours on a Wednesday night.
Yes.
We would be on one of Dean's three shows.
Yes.
And then we got ditched.
Then we had a very long break, a well-deserved break.
But look, welcome to Chatterbox, former neighbour, hardworking broadcaster extraordinaire, Dean Beck.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And happy Australia Day to all of you.
Now, Dean, three shows, how do you balance that? A joy.
You just power on through. You just do it. There's never a... time to stop and get bored, which is a good thing, because if I'm bored, I'm very dangerous.
Oh, you're not a, are you not a good person when they're bored?
Oh, well, it's not just myself I get into trouble. Everyone gets into trouble when I'm bored. So it's best I'm busy, and I love it. You know, I think that the stuff I do is important. I take it very seriously. But I love doing it.
So your shows are quite diverse. You've got three different shows on. So if anybody, for some reason, hasn't heard of any of your shows, because I quite often, obviously we'll hear Hide and Seek because, you know, you used to play us in, and I always listen to On the Line because I'm driving back from a business meeting at the same time every week, okay. And I always hear it. But just tell the audience what your shows are and what they're about.
Well, Hide and Seek is where I started on Joy over 6 years ago, and I put together a proposal to start a sex show, and I thought it was really weird that, you know, we'd been going for, at the time, I think it was 16 years as a station, and there wasn't a show about sex and sexuality, which was kind of the defining thing about who we were as a station.
Absolutely.
And Joy had gone through a period where they were very risk averse, and I wanted to get them out of that. And so I, you know, put in an application for an exemption on language from the policies that the station has. And they accepted that straight up. I think the fact that I had two sponsors ready to go on the show that had never been heard might have helped
that
me
helps.
Get the show across the road.
But also, I mean, community broadcasting standards are, yes, they're very clear, but there's also room to work within those standards.
Well, you only have to listen to some of the other crap that the community stations put on air. And you'll know that they're very free with language.
Absolutely.
Whether it's contextual or not.
Absolutely. You're right.
So I thought, you know, we can smarten up a bit there. But I also wanted to get the community talking again about sex and sexuality, for me, we'd gone through this period of sort of silence, and particularly about HIV. So I'm really proud of the fact that, not just on my shows, but now right throughout the station, people feel more comfortable to talk about sex and sexuality openly and in a way that is more adult than before.
Absolutely. One thing that I've always admired about you, Dean, is I really like your interview style, and I like how you broadcast as well, because I find it quite easy to listen to, but I find you go into enough detail, because I think we've all heard interviews on the radio where you just, it's got nothing to do with the guest, it's the interviewer just has no respect for the guest or are asking the wrong questions. And I really like how you deliver it, because it's in a very clear and concise manner. And I really enjoy listening to On the Line and Word for Word exactly for that.
Well, Word for Word, I inherited following the unfortunate death of Adam Stobbs, who was a tremendous mentor to me. And On the Line happened because Dean Murphy was program manager at the time.
Yes.
And he wanted another... Doug Pollard was on, and he wanted another current affairs show. And... you know, even when the mic went on day one of On the Line, and I decided that the first show was going to be a two-hour show about the floods in Queensland at the time.
Right.
Yeah, and I had no idea how I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And then I realised that I could, you know, during a break, make a phone call and make another phone call, and it just sort of snowballed from there. And it was the second show that I realised, if I'm really clever, I can pre-record the every second bit, and so I can sort of swap between them, and no one will know the difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just giving away my secrets.
No, I would never have known. And
well, hopefully you don't. I mean, it's usually pre-recorded that morning.
Yeah.
Or sometimes the day before, if need be, if a guest can't come on.
Because one of the things that I love is to Brass Point, your interview style. You're always very, very gracious with the guests that you have on that show. But
well, I don't think they all agree with you.
But can I say, you don't cut them any slack either.
Yeah.
So if you've got a point of view, or you think what they're saying is incorrect, you will force...
Oh, if it's bullshit, I'll call it.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And that's what I really enjoy about it, because there's often so much grey, you do call it, but in a very gracious way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest star, Dean Beck, only on Joy 94.9.
A little less straight than other radio stations. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very, very special guest, the lovely Dean Beck on Joy 94.9.
Now, Dean.
Yes.
The first part of our show, obviously, we ask our lovely guests to come in and choose music and tell their life through song and chat.
Yeah.
Now, was it hard to choose the first four songs?
Yes, it was. But then, you know, when I got the four that I chose, I thought, you know, that'll do. Yeah. That'll do for that lot. Now, I mean, I could make up any sort of crap that goes along with them and you wouldn't know anyway. So that'll do.
So it's the backbone of this show.
It is. So early life. Let's go back in time to little Dean.
You said something earlier. You said you're as Aussie as a thong, which I thought was gorgeous for Australia Day.
I think I'm sixth or seventh generation Australian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So... And my grandfather and great-grandfather owned pubs in and around the Bendigo area.
Yeah.
And I was born and raised in Bendigo, moved to Melbourne at 17 to study at uni.
Yeah.
But early life was kind of, it's weird. Looking back at it, I don't have anything sort of horrible to say, except I was constantly bullied from day one at prep to my last day at high school. I was called a poof day one at prep.
Yep.
And every single day thereafter, I was bullied, bashed. I was the fag, the whatever.
Yeah.
And that didn't finish till the last day of high school.
Wow.
And it's so you'd think I'd be a little bit more sort of, you know, think my school days were horrible, but I enjoyed my time at school. And my mother encouraged my creative side. My father didn't see it. But he's got about as much creativity as my big toe. So I just kind of eventually started to go down that path and realize myself that what I could do creatively was actually was better than the others.
So how did you get through that? Did you have a core group of friends that got you through it? I went through periods of bullying, being bullied, but not out ongoing, but I had a really solid group of friends that sort of got me through it.
Yeah, I had only a couple of male friends that were quite solid. Lots of girlfriends that were always terrific.
Yeah.
Look, I always stood out a bit. I mean, there weren't many kids with huge shoulder pads in their high school shops and bleached blonde hair, a blonde flat top.
I think you and I might have gone to the same stylist.
I can't imagine you with blonde hair, Dean.
I had almost white blonde hair till I was about 17, and then it started to go dark.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Linda Evans is your style icon.
I didn't have those koala ears. I went more the flat top sort of, you know, ice baby.
Yeah.
But anyway...
So, are you from a big family or...?
No. I'm the eldest of three.
Yep.
And my brother's 2 years younger than me, and my sister's 6 years younger than me, and she's adopted from Thailand, and she was a superstar in gymnastics.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, wow.
My brother's done a PhD in organic chemistry.
Wow.
And I'm no one.
You're the hardest working man in Joy.
But that must be incredible, like, to have siblings who have achieved so much. Was there a lot of focus on study in the household? Because you also went on to university, so it's not like you were...
Well, yeah, but to study fashion design.
Yeah. It's still... people do... Because I've got a background, actually, in interior design.
Right.
And people think it's all sort of colour and movement, but it's actually not. There's a lot of...
Yeah.
There's a lot of history, and there's a lot of examinations that goes along with
and
it.
And I really enjoyed... things like, you know, the business management subjects and accounting and that sort of stuff, not because I was good at them, but I liked the business side of it. Yeah. I liked the entrepreneurial side of it.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, starting a show with two sponsors before it opened, it was part of that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know? So it's thinking beyond what just, you know, my sewing ability is capable of. And my creativity is channeled into... Yeah. The work I do here at Joy, with things like Hide and Seek's introduction being produced by me, and Word for Word's intro, and I do a lot of CSAs and think community service announcements and things like that here on Joy. So I still use my creative flair, but it's now manipulating audio, not fabric.
Do you still sew now, or was it something that was very much?
I don't sew so much, but if you'd seen me at Midsummer, you would have. Well, you've probably seen me around with anything that I've got that's a promotional T-shirt. I bling,
yeah,
right. Because frankly, there's not enough sparkle in our shiny community, and
couldn't agree more.
And you know, even like my, I'm an ambassador for the Enough campaign. I mean, yes. AIDS needs more bling.
Oh,
seriously.
Agreed.
It's a total makeover. And so I'll throw a Diamante at just about anything. And it's a bit of fun. Yeah. It's therapy for me.
Yeah.
Like the other night I was hosting a Q&A with Jason Twasm McShane from the Equality Party.
Yeah.
And being a purple party, I thought, oh, you know, what am I going to wear? Anyway, I made this lapel flower thing out of purple ribbon that, you know, just blew everyone away.
Yeah.
Oh. And now, because I YouTubed it and thought I could do that, now I've got this thing. I just want to make lapel flowers out of ribbon, like constantly. I can't wait to get out of here to go and buy some more ribbon.
Do you go a bit stir crazy, though, if you don't have a creative outlet?
Oh, I have got two wall units that are full of bits and pieces and glue guns and stuff and earrings and things. Because I also make my own cufflinks and sell them. And they're all one-offs. So it's just my therapy. It's what I do to get away from everything and just make stuff, you know?
Now, your first song that you've chosen is a classic song by the Eurythmics, There Must Be an Angel. Dean, who is that angel? Are we missing something here, or just a fabulous song?
The reason I picked this song was my first concert, where in Bendigo you'd have to book through the local travel agents to go to a concert in Melbourne. And they would bus you up to the tennis centre. And the first one I saw was the Eurythmics. I was 14 years old. And why betide, I had front row seat. Centre front.
Fantastic. Quite the travel agent.
It was mental. So there they were, right there. And I fell madly in love with the black backup singer. She was gorgeous. I think I threw her my ring onto the stage that I was wearing at the time. Clearly delusional. But yes, this song, it's by the Eurythmics.
It's my favourite Eurythmics song.
And here it is now.
There Must Be an Angel by the gorgeous Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our special guest Dean Beck on Joy 94.9.
To an empty room, suddenly my heart
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the gorgeous Dean Beck on Joy 94.9.
Oh, that was the Eurythmics.
It was.
Life.
That was Dean's first track of the night, which was Annie and Dave. Yes. Dean, there must be an angel.
Yes. And this is the time of the show where we talk to our guest about their coming out story.
Well, clearly everyone had worked out that I was gay before I had.
I think table for three there, Dean.
From the age of four. So they were clearly well advanced beyond me. And whilst I'd certainly had experiences, many, throughout my early years,
yep.
It wasn't until I moved to Melbourne, study was underway, and I'd been at uni a couple of years, and I met this son of a butcher in Port Melbourne, Greek boy, and fell madly in love with him. And that's when I connected to me being gay.
Yeah,
you know, yeah,
That's when it... Oh, well, that's what I am.
Yeah.
So, eventually I came around to telling my mother, and she was in Melbourne for something and staying at my grandmother's. And I sat down and said, I've got something to tell you. And about 4.5 hours later, and she was falling asleep, and we talked about just about anything and everything other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I finally came out with it. And she said, oh, that's all right. Love you. You know, we all go through phases. I said, Mum, I've been on both sides of the fence and I know which side I'm on.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
the
fact that I'd had sex shocked her more than the fact that I was gay.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, anyway, she's been dealing with that ever since. But she's fine. My father, coming out to him was another story. I was in a furious mood with him and I rang him up and blasted him. During that exchange, I said, I'm gay, so there. So there was no revelation there. And
how is he now, though? Is he?
Oh, he's fine.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Yeah,
yeah. He's fine. And in fact, I think he even took it better than my mother at the time.
Wow.
In a weird sort of way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Probably, well, you know, he said that all lines up, no changes. My mother just seemed to sort of, I don't know, just be a little bit odd about it. But he seemed, you know, so what?
Yeah.
And then, I mean, once I'd come out of the closet, I then started at work at Three Faces shortly after that, behind the bar. So it was, hello world, I'm here. Bring it on.
And can I say, because sort of roughly what time period are you talking about?
1991, 2003.
Yeah, what an amazing time to be working at Three Faces. Oh. Well, anywhere near Commercial Road, really.
Oh, absolutely. It was extraordinary. And I'll never forget, you know, the staff in those early days of Three Faces were the most amazing bunch. We could serve 4 or 5 people at a time and know what our colleagues were getting. And if we were at the fridge getting water for our 3 customers, we'd get it for them as well and pitch it to them. And so it was just this beautiful symmetry and hum. But it had to be because the bar was 5, 6, 10
Absolutely.
Deep.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a big bar.
It was a big
bar. That's what it was too.
And there were the whole place just worked. I've got no idea how much went through those tills, but it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Because it was the only place to go.
Well, you
like,
think...
And the place to go.
There were shows every night, they were big, fabulous production shows as well.
Back then, we would go out 3 or 4 nights a week to every single show. We'd know all the bloody words and do all the actions. And but you'd go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night.
Yeah, I lived in Affleck Street, which is just up Commercial Road with that big ugly, where they've just done the block now.
Oh, yes, yes.
And I lived with somebody that you know, David Evans, who's now in London.
He's coming back soon.
Yes, he is.
Oh, yes.
Now, he would quite often, we'd all go off to our rooms, and he would quite often knock my bedroom door at 11 o'clock and be like, oh, love, should we go out? And I'd be like, all right, could jump up, brush your teeth, do your hair, run down the street. You do the exchange, you do Three Faces, and you'd be back home by 2 o'clock.
all in a big night out, isn't it? Well, hey, you're listening to Chatterbox Night with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Dean, only on Joy 94.9.
Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the lovely Dean Beck on Joy 94.9.
Now, my love, it's the halfway mark, isn't it?
It is. It's flown because our guest is just delightful tonight.
Australia's nearly over.
Now, my love.
Yes.
What's our show about?
Look, if you've just tuned in, if you're halfway through, if you've, I don't know, on your way back from the tennis. Or
where have you been?
Just been cleaning up the Barbie. We are a talk show where we bring in a member of the GLBTI community, and they get to choose four songs that best tell their story. And we have a bit of a laugh and a bit of a chat. We've had Dean's first two songs, and
absolutely,
we're just about to go on our first song. We've had not first two songs. Mm. We're just about to go on to your second song.
And I'm so glad you've chosen this classic Australian rock song, really, because it's Australia Day.
Well, it's an interesting song for me because, yes, you know, years before it was number one and all of that,
but
I had no connection to it then.
Yeah.
When I met the son of the Greek butcher,
yes,
when the two of us were getting to know each other, he had a gay couple of friends who were quite a bit older than us.
Yeah.
And they sort of took us under their wing, and so we had this spare room when we needed it because he was still at home and I was, so there was all that, but they put together sort of a mixtape of, I guess all of the songs that you as a gay man should know and love.
Oh, wow. Oh,
right.
Wow. Love it.
And it was amazing. So I Am What I Am was on there and all of that, Weather Girls and all that.
Yeah.
And in there was this, and I heard it totally differently.
Yeah.
From that perspective.
Yeah.
And then it connected to me.
Yeah. And it is, Dean, would you like to introduce this song?
It's Come Said the Boy by Mondo Rock.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and the gorgeous Dean Beck on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Dean, only on Joy 94.9. Now, that was Mondo Rock, a classic. I love that song, Come Said the Boy. And I agree with you, Dean. It has a complete, when you come out, it has a complete different meaning
does
to it.
Ever. Oh, wow. It's hitting me right between the eyes. Still does. On a good day.
Now, Dean, you've been involved with Joy for how long?
6 and a bit years.
And you currently
in this
do.
Incarnation.
Yep.
Funnily enough, in when I was doing Boys Night Out at Three Faces in the early days, I was an advertiser on Joy.
Oh, wow.
A sponsor. And I would come in with my, what I thought were hilariously quirky promos and voice them myself.
Yeah.
The people at the time put up with me, at least. I was paying. I mean, of course they put up with me. So my initial connection to Joy goes right back to the very, very early years. And my membership number was a gift from a couple of lovely lesbians. Hello, Penny and Liz. Who, from my time as president of Pride March, they gave me a birthday gift, which was a Joy membership. So,
oh, great!
Yeah.
Oh,
and nice. What's is there one standout moment? Because you've worked on you work on three different shows now, but you've obviously over your time with Joy worked in a lot of different functions within the studio. Is there one or a few moments that really sort of stand out to you that you think, yeah, I feel that, you know, that was great?
There are many. The first outside broadcast I ever did was only a few weeks after I started.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was amazing. The nude night at Circuit full with porn stars and a couple of hundred naked men in front of us, a live broadcast again, was amazing.
Did you have your pants on or off for that broadcast?
We were fully clothed, but the audience was not. And things like World AIDS Day Worldwide would have to be up there. Yep. The AIDS 2014 conference.
Yep.
But probably the biggest thing for me would be broadcasting Mardi Gras last year. And it was networked right around Australia through SBS and the Community Radio Network, and it went to London on Gaydio. And so that was probably a career highlight.
So you said you've been involved with the studio for quite a long time. What's probably the biggest change you've seen from when you first were involved in it to now?
The cultural change, not only around sex and sexuality and language in that space, which I think, you know, AIDS 2014 was a big part of getting presenters on board with language insofar as that. But I think the opening up of the gay and lesbian radio station to include a much broader community has been a welcome addition. And I love the fact that it's as diverse as it is. I know that we can always do much better on some of those fronts. But I think we've come a long way in a fairly short space of time. And Joy has led that transformation in the community as well.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Dean, only on Joy 94.9.
Connecting, representing, celebrating. Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our very special guest, the lovely Dean Beck on Joy 94.9.
Now, Dean, this is your third song tonight. And it is the fabulous Robbie Williams with Let Me Entertain You. Why this track?
Well, it is the first song I ever played on Joy.
Oh, really?
It was episode one of Hide and Seek. Fiona Patton was my first guest.
Of the sex party? Australian sex party? Yep.
And I thought, what better song to kick it off with Let Me Entertain You?
I would have expected more of the Let Me Entertain You from Gypsy Rose Lee, myself.
Oh, you're an old Broadway queen through and through, Brett.
Well, you know, sort of, you know, because it's about sexuality and about stripping, which is quite titillating and all of that.
I think Robbie Williams is extraordinarily sexy.
Particularly in a studded leather G-string.
It was quite a bizarre film clip because it was that Kiss glam rock.
Dark sort of,
and incredibly sexy and incredibly weird at the same time.
I loved it.
Okay, and here he is now. Robbie Williams would Let Me Entertain You.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Chatterbox tonight on Joy 94.9.
Here now scream I'm a burning effigy of everything I used to be. You're my rock of empire.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and our lovely guest Dean Bex.
How good is that song?
It's so good. Oh. Sir Robert Williams.
Oh. Now, my love, yes. This is your favourite time of the night.
I'm petrified.
Where we listen to Out of the Box. And this is where Andrew asks our lovely guest Dean some embarrassing questions about themselves.
Prepare to be probed.
Right, yeah.
Again.
Bring it on.
Dean Bex.
Yes.
What's that most embarrassing movie or TV show that you've got? You know, it's a guilty pleasure. It scores no stars on anything, but you love it anyway.
I love Scandal.
Oh, is that with what's her name, Kerry Washington?
Yeah, I
That's
love
supposed
that.
To be quite good, though, isn't it?
I really like that.
Yeah.
But there's a show called Unreal, which was on Netflix, one of those, which I binge watched, and it is about The Bachelor. Right, it's a fictitious version of The Bachelor, but it's about the production crew.
Oh wow!
Oh wow!
Yeah! Love and how it. They manipulate the characters. The Bachelor and all the girls.
Yeah.
How they manipulate the storyline through their horrendous manipulation of these people.
Yeah.
It's extraordinary. It's actually written by an ex-producer of the US version of The Bachelor.
Oh wow!
So it gives. I mean, of course they. You know, ham it up a bit, but it's really dark in spots, and it's amazing. If you get your hands on it, oh, see yeah. it.
Give it
really
a go, good. Because yeah, I love that sort of thing. We had a friend that works for, I'm not going to say, but one of the major talent shows out there, and he said those and things like My Kitchen Rules are literally more scripted than Neighbours.
And so they would, you know, implant stories or, you know, say, perhaps if you took this, you know, way, then he would like you much more and that sort of stuff. Ah. But it's so much darker than that. You've got to see it. Unreal. Okay. Check it out.
Next one is, if somebody was to skim through your iPod CD collection, vinyl collection, what would that be, that one song in there that you love, but it's just terrible? It's awful.
Well, I don't know why people think it's terrible, and that's probably half the problem. The whole Whispering Jack album. I could listen to that endlessly.
Look,
still to this day.
I think it was either 1987 or 1988.
It was 88.
It was 88, and you could not go to anywhere in Australia without that.
Certainly couldn't go to Maya.
No,
I just landed in the country and I was like, oh, I really like this song. I really like that song. And then it was like after about 4 months, give it a bone, fans. Give it a bone.
The other, it came a bit after that, but the other one is Jesus Christ Superstar with John Farnham and Kate Sobrano.
I remember seeing that. That was 93.
In the round.
And they did. It was like a rock opera / concert.
Arena show.
Yeah, arena show. Yeah.
The day
you.
I went to see it, the cross didn't come up. So oopsie. I think they pushed it up and he jumped up. Anyway.
It's pivotal.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Just moving on.
There weren't many props either, but the one they had didn't work. But anyway.
And lastly, and you were knocking around the same time as I were when it came to nightclubs and going out. So I'm sure you've got some crackers, but what's the most awful thing you've ever worn?
All right, I'm going to try and describe it to you with difficulty. I was working for JAG at the time, so we had a clothing allowance, which was very nice.
Yes.
And out of the women's range, there was this houndstooth blue and white vest and matching jeans. I thought the best thing to do to make it a bit groovy for Mardi Gras was to cut around the knee out, say about 20 centimetres out of the middle of the leg.
Right.
And then join the bottom part of the leg to the short, the now short.
Right.
With kind of stretchy clip things, a little bit like braces.
I remember them. The little short ones with the two clips on either end.
Right. With those.
So you have like a peekaboo leg.
A peekaboo leg.
Yes.
With the bottom of the jean held up by with these little stretchy clip things. And then
there's more
out of beads because it was blue and white.
I got
these blue and white glass beads and made a neck thing. And I think that was it. Yeah.
Okay, great. Do we have a photo of this, Dean Bex?
I think there is one kicking around somewhere. Because I wore it behind the bar at Three Faces once too.
Oh, right. Yeah. You wanted to get at least two wears out of it.
Totally, totally, totally. I wore it Mardi Gras first.
The second time to apologise.
Oh, I looked fabulous.
Hey, you're listening to Chatterbox Tonight with Brett and Andy and our very special guest, Dean, only on Joy 94.9.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Chatterbox with Brett and Andrew and the gorgeous Dean Beck on Joy 94.9.
Dean, I'd like to say thank you so much for being a fabulous guest tonight.
Look, I had asked so many times, why the hell haven't I been asked to be on this show? And it's just such a pleasure to
be here.
She
cornered me. We were at Globe and she cornered me.
But it was an absolute delight. It was an absolute delight. Dean, the last song you've chosen tonight is something that you've created yourself.
Oh, yes, now that sounds awfully self-indulgent, and it is. But I'd been asked to sort of work on putting together a new current affairs show here on Joy, which I can't say much about. But
yes, yes.
What it meant was, because I like playing with the audio, is sort of getting my head around news themes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I went to YouTube, and then I went news themes remix, and I got all these fabulous remixes of news themes.
Yeah, yeah.
So I then mashed them all together myself.
It's a mashup, innit?
It's a mashup of a whole different array of news themes.
Oh, wow.
See if you can check them out and work out which ones they are.
Fantastic. And my love.
Yes.
Any final words tonight?
Just look, thank you, Dean. You've been an absolutely delightful guest.
My pleasure.
And see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday, Australia, and happy Australia Day.
BBC World News, I'm Jonathan Charles, kept hidden for almost two decades and forced to bear children. Forced to bear children.
Oh, Australia's most amazing gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro.
Hi, this is James Rain.
Hi, this is Cameron Daddo.
Hi, this is Beck Runger.
Hey, this is the Potbellies.
Hi, this is Roger Sanchez.
Hi, this is Tina Cousins.
Hey, what's up? This is Jack from Fun.
Hi, this is Casey Donovan.
Hi, hello there. Hi, this is Frank Woodley, and you're listening to Joy 94.9, which is preferable than Sadness FM.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.